Joining us right now is one of the headliners at the West Michigan Golf Show coming up on the 14th and the 16th. That's in downtown Grand Rapids at the DeVos Place. He's a former senior long drive champion in competitions, and he's hit the golf ball 360 yards. And Bobby, correct me, I got this information yesterday. You've hit the golf ball as far as 571 yards?
Well, that was in Albuquerque. Yes, I have, you know, on the balloon field, and it was just perfect conditions, downwind, about 50 yards, and we had a contest. So you know what? You got to kind of explain these big yardages. But yeah.
That's incredible. Tell me this, Bobby, and this was explained to me yesterday. You have an interesting story that I'll let you tell. You played with Sam Snead, is that right? And you hit the ball pretty far when you played with him?
Oh, absolutely. That's really, as far as just playing golf, that's my longest drive with, you know, someone playing with me. And it was down in Hawaii, Dan, if you don't mind me telling you.
No.
It's about, you know, it's a downhill par five, and Sam said, "Oh, I'm going to hit a Shondell, just a slight draw," because that's how the wind was blowing, a big trade wind. And he said, "What are you going to do, Junior?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to hit a Shondell," because that's what you called it. And as we go down there, there's a ball that's about 390 yards off the tee, and we drive up, and it's Sam's. Well, now I'm looking for mine. And on the front edge of the green, there was a ball, and the pin was back right, and the guys were putting. And so Sam said, "Come on, Junior, let's go see what that is." And I go, "Oh, God, I got to go apologize." So as we're driving up, the guys turn around, and they said, "Hey, would you mind, before you hit your second shots, let us get off the green?" And so before I could apologize, Sam says, "That's Junior's tee shot, and you guys are playing too slow." And he looked at me and said, "You never apologize for a shot like that."
With distances like that, Bobby, you're driving par fives. This is Happy Gilmore kind of stuff.
It was. Now, of course, I'm older now, but it was some strange things. You know, can you hit it over that corner? Well, I think I can. And, you know, you knock it on a green. And Sam, now I got to tell you the story about Sam, though. Let me go back
sure.
to that one. I did three putt for birdie.
that was the story I heard. And he said something in like a big waste of talent because you three putted.
Yeah, he told me, he says, "Junior, I've never seen anybody one putt for a double eagle. Don't leave it short." And I ran it by about 5 feet and missed it coming back like most people would do.
Mm-hmm.
And just as I tapped in my birdie, he's like, "What a waste of talent. What a waste of talent."
Hey, you birdied. That's better than most people can say, right?
That's what I would say.
We're speaking with Bobby Wilson, known as the Sheriff, made the 1980 Olympic team, but they could not go because, of course, that 80 team was in Russia and the U.S. boycotted those games. Bobby, how tragic was that, not being able to go to the Olympics in 80?
I tell you what, when you spend, you know, a couple of years of your life training for it, and then the boycott comes, you really believe that the Olympics is totally separate from any of the world's problems. It's one time mm-hmm. in 4 years that it seems like everybody puts their differences aside and they come and compete. And at the time it was President Carter, and, you know, the Russians were in Afghanistan at the time. And I just thought, you know, this has nothing to do with Olympics, and I can't believe you did it.
Yeah.
So I was hurt. I really was. I was disappointed and hurt. And to be honest, I carried a chip for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Probably took it out on the golf ball.
Well, I could imagine. I saw a video of you hitting a golf ball between your legs and through a bag of flour. That's some power right there.
Well, I still can generate a little bit of speed, and, you know, one thing I want to do at the show is to share that with everybody.
Absolutely. So let me ask you that. I mean, you'll be there during the entire show, again, the West Michigan Golf Show, the 14th through the 16th in Grand Rapids. You'll be there along with some other big names. I think the main question that you're going to have to face, and you've probably faced for years, and you're probably tired of answering it, but how can I get more distance?
Well, here's the funny thing. I believe that most people have put controls on themselves as a former PGA of America teacher, I don't have anything that's brand new. All I will do is explain what I think the physics are and some of the things that could help you hit it further. And then I'll go, I ask questions, and people always raise their hand. I'm going, "See, you've already put a control on yourself. Why would you do that? Let me take you and put you out of control and out of the box so you can outdrive your buddies."
I'm assuming you're not going to recommend people to tee off between their legs, though.
No, I'm not going to do that, or train hitting balls through flour. I won't do that to them.
Bobby Wilson, senior long drive champion, on the phone with us right now. Bobby, we're running out of time, but I got to ask you this as well. You're known as the Sheriff. Where did that come from?
Well, it was a nickname that the guys gave me, and I guess I sort of named myself as through all these years of long drives since I've been in it, I'd always walk up to the practice team and say, "Boys, there's a new sheriff in town. Y'all need to take notice." And they'd always laugh, and you know, I've had a very good, successful run. So they just kind of, it was a joke. And then one guy said, "Hey, there's the sheriff." And then it just kind of took off. And now the boys call me, "Well, the sheriff's in town." So that's how it stuck.
Biggest piece of advice you can give golfers on how to get more distance?
Don't care. Swing freely. I'll show them at the show, absolutely, then. But for the audience, they won't be there. It's swing fast. Uh-huh. I really believe that people slow down to hit the ball now.
Well, I think my problem is, Bobby, you know, I like to golf when I have time. Of course, my problem is it's so dang expensive. But if I swing freely, it's going to go about three holes to the right. It's going to slice pretty bad.
Well, that's what you have me for, is to fix that. But I promise you, I believe most people hit it straighter when they swing at it with speed, with their own speed, not with power, with speed. Mm-hmm. I really believe that the club stays on line better.
Outstanding. Bobby Wilson, senior long drive champion, former Olympian of the 1980 team that could not go. He's hit the golf ball as far as 571 yards. He'll be at the West Michigan Golf Show all week, starting the 14th through the 16th. Bobby, I appreciate this. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing everyone.